Blaine Williams, our Tuesday reporter for the Athens Little League Report. Blaine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great this morning.
Excellent. I know you've got the recaps and everything, and you'll set us up for what's going on for everything else, or at least on the recaps, too. Is this the last week, though? Let's see. So where are we right now as far as is this the regular season, or have we begun the playoffs, or what's going on?
Great question. Postseason starts this week, and I think at least for the majors, it's going to bleed into next week.
Okay. Okay, good enough. Like I said, did you explain it? You got everything? Blaine, the Athens yep. Little League Report brought to you by Brett's Casual American. Take it away, sir.
Thank you. Last night we had a lot of action at Holland. In the first round of the Machine Pitch postseason tournament, the Service Master Lions faced off against the regular season champion Johnson Benefits Group, dominating Devils, with Johnson Benefits Group winning by a score of 13-10. Johnson Benefits Group got off to a 9-1 lead after the second inning as the table was set by Andrew Smart, going for three for three with a single, a double, and a triple, batting in the leadoff spot. Knox Thornton was 2 for 3 on the night, and Knox Langley was automatic as usual, going 3 for 3 with a double and a couple of RBIs. Bryce Johnson was 3 for 3 with 5 RBIs, and Leon the Lion Chen hit dingers all night, going 2 for 3 with a triple and 3 RBIs. Holler for Cats, Harris Earl, Cody Massey, and Grady G. Rob Robinson all had key hits for the Devils. Defensively, Leon Chen flashed the leather in center field, making some key stops to hold runners. With this win, Johnson Benefits Group advances to the second round of the postseason tournament, hoping to add to their already outstanding regular season accomplishments. Though the season comes to an end for the much-improved Service Master Lions, they proved to be all fight as they turned in some gritty performances late in the season to make them a force to be reckoned with. Highlights for Service Master. Every single Lion contributed at least one hit from the plate. Sam McElreath and Bodie Morrissey were a combined 8 for 8 from the plate, with Bodie driving in 2 RBIs. Liam McFarlane was 4 for 5, keeping himself in scoring position all night. Jack Ewing had 2 hits and 2 huge RBIs, while Knox Ewing added 2 hits of his own and 1 RBI. Big John Cook contributed a hit to help the Lions' cause, and Daniel Williams had one of his best games of the year, going 3 for 4. R.B. Pruitt came up huge for his team, driving in 2 huge runs at a critical juncture in the game. And finally, Adam Criss contributed solid defense and several outs in the field to go along with a big triple in the 5th to drive 2 critical runs. Moving on to Garrett Paving versus ENT of Athens, still on Machine Pitch. In a truly great game from 2 great squads, the Garrett Paving Red Wolves defeated the ENT of Athens Fighting Parrots 10-9 in 10 innings. In a back-and-forth game tied at 9 in the bottom of the 10th, Van the Man Jimenez smashed a double to center field, scoring Hudson the Jet Sears from second base, securing the victory. Both teams left everything on the field in what a Little League game is supposed to be. The Garrett Paving Red Wolves were led at the plate by a 6-for-6 performance from Van Jimenez, a 5-for-5 night from Blake Tiller, 4 hits from Hudson Sears, and 3 hits from Cameron Fields, Rise newcomer, and Hagen Ray. Others contributing at the plate for the Red Wolves were Brad Neesmith, Tyler Little, Henry Foggin, and Nathan John. The key defensive play of the night for Garrett was a laser thrown from center field by Tyler Little to cut down a runner at third to keep the game tied at 6. Cameron Fields and Van Jimenez also made great defensive plays all night. The ENT of Athens Fighting Parrots gave the Red Wolves all they could handle. It was a team effort for ENT of Athens with steady offensive production from Bruno Big Bat Betzel and Wellington Duke Bowerly. Also contributing with 4 hits on the night were the always consistent Wyatt McCrory and Timothy Big Tim Stokes. It was a back-and-forth game through 6 innings thanks to unflappable defense from Eli Taylor, Mason Marshall, Jacob Lopez, and catcher Dylan Christopherson. ENT of Athens fought hard to come back from 3 runs down in the final inning of regulation thanks to a huge hit by Matthew the Menace Dennis and a clutch RBI by Silas Worldwide Webb. Gold Glove defense by pitcher Nash Norris was the story of extra innings. Nash recorded multiple outs in the final frames, including a tag out of a runner trying to score from third, but it was not quite enough for the Parrots to defeat the Red Wolves. In AA, exciting 2-versus-3 matchup in the semifinals under the lights last night in the AA League ended with Coons Environmental Design taking home the victory 9-5 over Zaxby's. Zaxby's came out swinging hard with a 5-run lead in the second. Coons Environmental then came alive and did not allow another run the rest of the way to get the win. Zaxby's was led by Bentley Scruggs, Charlie Drake, Samuel Ganem, Charlie Willison, who all had a good game, and Jace, who pitched several very solid innings to keep the Coons bats at bay early in the game. Coons was led by Henry Morgan who got the save and pitched a terrific game. Will Ryan, who played a lockdown first base, and DeAndre Mathis, who played a great center field. Josh Moore had a fantastic game at the plate with a clutch hit late in the game, and Ryan Mock, as usual, was a wall behind the plate at catcher. Harris McMillan also contributed to the effort with a solid pitching for the first two innings as well. Coons will play for the championship Wednesday against Blount, and congrats to Zaxby's on a terrific season. The amount all the kids have improved throughout the year was on full display last night. Moving on to Blount Insurance, who advanced the championship game, they had a tightly contested win over ENT of Athens, 12-8. The game saw five lead changes, and each team stayed within one run of the other for most of the night. Down 8-7 in the third, Blount's Cole Green tied the game with an inside-the-park home run to the fence in center. Clark Buckner scored the go-ahead run on a grounder off the bat of Bennett Beasley. Green finished with three hits and three RBIs, while Buckner and Thomas Blount each drove in two with hard doubles up the middle. Trip Lawler almost went the distance, throwing 75 pitches and fanning six, while getting better as the game went on. ENT of Athens was led by Logan Stoker, who had a big home run and four RBIs. Wright Cook went 2-for-2 and had two runs. Sims and William Shuler both had doubles and had three runs and one RBI between the two. Tanner Van Moat, Essex Forker, and Aiden Williams each had base hits. Sims Shuler finished the season with three strong innings of pitching, with Wright Cook coming in to close out the game. ENT of Athens showed a lot of improvement as the season progressed, and they were both a lot of fun to coach. So finally, in majors, we had two games in the first night of the postseason tournament, and they were exciting games. In extra innings, third seed Northeast Sales bested sixth seed First American. I believe the score was 6-5. This was a game that both sides played with true grit. Pitching and defense was key for both teams, and they were both well coached. Northeast Sales advances to play second seed Carson Plumbing tonight. Hawthorne Drugs versus Synovus. This found fourth seed Synovus versus fifth seed Hawthorne. Tied 2-2 after two innings, Hawthorne erupted in the third inning with five runs, and Synovus answered with two runs of their own. Hawthorne added two in the fourth and four more in the fifth to seal the game. Highlights for Synovus included Seth Cummings going 3-for-4, scoring three runs and an RBI, George Chisholm going 2-for-4 for a run and an RBI, and Josiah Fillmore was 2-for-4. For Hawthorne, it was solid pitching, hitting, and defense will win the game, and they prevailed 13-7 overall. Hawthorne had 16 hits for the night, and eight of the nine positions got a safe hit. Reed Jackson was 4-for-5 with three RBIs. Justin Crawford was 3-for-4 with five RBIs. Casper Emery was 3-for-4 with one RBI, and Sam Williams was 2-for-3 with one RBI. The pitching was key to this game. DJ Sunbury going 2 1/3 innings for Hawthorne with four strikeouts. Clayton Scott going two innings with three strikeouts. Casper Emery finishing an inning, two-thirds of an inning with one strikeout, and Sam Williams closing it out for one inning and one strikeout. So Hawthorne advances tonight to play first seed Chase Park Transduction, your friend and mine, Dave Barbie's team. And that's the Little League report for May 13th.
All right, Blaine, great stuff. We do appreciate it. Yeah, you mentioned David Barbie. So anyway, like I said, your friend and mine. So we do appreciate all the good work you guys do, all of you, and we appreciate it. And so will we be hearing from you next week? I guess that's the big question.
Well, you will be hearing from somebody.
Okay.
I'm going to Japan next week.
What?
And I don't know if I can. Japan. I can't pull off a Dave Barbie call from a 12-hour time zone.
Didn't the Bad News Bears go to Japan in one of their movies?
Yeah, really? Come on. No doubt. So is that a work thing?
It is a work thing.
Okay. Well, safe travels, Blaine. You've done a great job this year. And if there is another Tuesday report down the road, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you.
Well, we appreciate the support of the station. You guys are awesome.
All right. Thanks, Blaine.
Thanks, Blaine.
Okay, see you.
The Athens Little League Report. Brett's Casual American sponsor. They're awesome as well, and we do appreciate their support for Athens Little League as well.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.